Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery. As always, excited about another Mind Shift Monday and excited about my Mind Shift crew that is here with me. We thank you for tuning in tonight. For those of you that are joining us in the chat room, we encourage you to take part in the conversation tonight. You can join us in the chat room at www.mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, if you'd like to call in, if you have any questions tonight, you can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. But again, thank you for joining us for Mind Shift Talk Radio. Mind Shift Talk Radio is a fun, entertaining, humorous, and adventurous show sometimes. I would say adventurous sometimes. But this show is really here to help all of us, you know, to grow and to experience that paradigm shift, that necessary mind shift, for us to be able to grow in every area of our lives. And so if you're new to the show, please know that we encourage your participation. We encourage your feedback, your comments, your concerns, any questions you may have. You can call in and voice your concerns or take part in the conversation. You can join us in the chat room. And you can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And we'd love to hear your thoughts there as well. I am joined by my awesome and phenomenal co-host, the lady of the show, Miss Sister Big Bones. What's
hey.
Up, Sister Big Bones?
How you doing?
Hola, mama, Sita. I'm doing fantastic. It's Monday, and I'm still wired. It's 10 o'clock at night. I'm so wired right now.
Ooh, just say no to the coffee. Just say no to the
joke. You know, it's not even coffee this time. It's not. Well, I did have some coffee earlier today, but I don't think that's what it is. I'm just, like, on this high today. Like, did you see my Facebook post about the lady I was telling you about that made my day today?
Yeah, pretty lady.
Nice lady. Yeah, she just made me feel so special. I thought it was so cool. For those of you that are not my friend on Facebook, I do encourage you to become my friend on Facebook. You can find me on there, Stacey Emery. Emery is spelled E-M-E-R-I. But I talked about this older, beautiful woman that I met today. You know, just greeted her and said a simple hello, like we should do, and she just got so excited. She was like, hey, pretty lady. No, she didn't call me pretty lady. She said, hey, pretty girl. She called me, hey, pretty girl. And I kind of looked like, excuse me? And she said, hey, pretty girl. And I was like, oh, hey, you know. And I was just like cheesing. Like, you can hear me cheesing right now, but I was like cheesing from ear to ear because it was just so cool for one to be called a girl, but especially to be called a pretty girl. I was like, oh, that was so sweet. So ever since then, I've been, like, on this cloud nine or whatever for the whole day. So that has been pretty cool. Started off a little rough, had a lot of things going on this morning, but definitely made my day. So I am thankful for that lady. I know she's not listening to my shit. I should have gave her a card and told her to listen to the show tonight since I was going to give her a little shout-out. But anywho, I'm excited, nevertheless. What's going on with you, Chica?
Living life and loving it, babe.
I gotcha. That's the way to do it.
I hadn't been outside the office, so nobody's told me I was pretty. But I'm going to tell myself, you're so pretty.
You are beautiful, mama.
Yeah,
well, as you guys know, Mind Shift Talk Radio, we're always talking about something new, right? And so for those of you that may have seen the ads that we're running for the show, the email, the post on Facebook, all that great stuff, Twitter and everything, tonight's show is about Valentine's Day, would make sense considering tomorrow's Valentine's Day, right? So we were talking about Valentine's Day. We've had Valentine's shows before on Mind Shift, and so we always want to, you know, have some roundtable discussion and hear some male and female perspectives on Valentine's Day. Now, we titled the show Valentine's Day for Love or Money, and, you know, just trying to figure out really what are the thoughts behind Valentine's Day? some people you talk to say it's just a whole bunch of hype, it's just a way to make money, it's just so commercialized. You know, other people say it still truly is about love and romance and so forth. So we want to hear from the guys tonight. So we've invited two gentlemen to join us on the roundtable tonight to just share their perspectives. We get to hear a single perspective as well as a married perspective on Valentine's Day, and they're going to join us for a little chat. So, since I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce the first person that's going to be joining us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. We have Tyrone, founder and CEO of Victory Life Today, a nonprofit dedicated to helping the homeless and working with children. He's 30-something, never married or engaged, and, yeah, he's straight, too.
And
he's straight. I asked. I got
hey,
A. This is the A.
Tyrone,
you got to ask.
There?
I'm just saying.
Can Tyrone hear us? You may have to
I can hear you.
Hey, Tyrone, welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. And, yes, she did ask me. I understand in this day and age you do have to make sure. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, especially considering that Sissa invited you to the show. You're probably a little scared, right?
Actually, I'm pretty cool with it, but I'm interested on seeing where this goes.
Okay, cool. And our second guest that's joining us tonight is a friend and a brother, as I like to call him, very close to my heart. We have Carlton joining us now. Carlton is giving us the married perspective. He is also 30-something, so I won't put the real number out there, but we'll just say 30-something, happily married.
I'm 36.
To a beautiful woman.
36
and
proud.
Oh, okay, you're going to put it out there. Okay. 36 and proud is on the line. Married to a beautiful woman, has 7 lovely children, so he has a nice, healthy-sized family here in Atlanta, hails from Baltimore, and we're excited to have him on the show. He's actually been on Mind Shift Talk Radio before, so welcome to the show, Carlton.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you inviting me to the broadcast once again.
Definitely. You know, this is a topic I knew that you'd be able to get into, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a definite interest and perspective when it comes to Valentine's Day. I've been on both ends of the spectrum, the single end and the married end. So I'd like to hear the female perspective on this one.
Awesome. Well, to get the roundtable, to get the conversation kicked off, I do want to start it off. I want to kind of squash a myth. If it is a myth, I mean, you guys will be able to tell me this. But Sissa and I were talking about this, about how one of the things we've heard, and you guys can give us some clarity about this, is that normally males tend to want to get in relationships around the holidays, you know, around Thanksgiving, Christmas. At that time, everyone wants to be, quote-unquote, booed up and so forth. And then, for some reason, tend to break up right around Valentine's Day because that's the time where they're going to have to invest more. This is what I've heard, that they're going to have to invest more and, you know, maybe lock it down or so forth like that. So tell me, what are your thoughts about that? I'll start with you, Carlton, since you're laughing out loud. So go ahead. What are your thoughts about that?
Okay, so that's pretty funny. That actually, you know, we actually had this discussion a couple weeks ago. And that's slightly true in certain instances. Not all.
Sounds like he's done it. Sounds like he's guilty.
I have. Definitely, you know, when finances weren't, you know, the best part of your life, you know, you didn't have a job, you can't be in a relationship, and, you know, you're unemployed on Valentine's Day because the expectation is, you know, what am I going to get out of this? So that has happened. I can say that does happen. I have friends that absolutely are in relationships, you know, right around wintertime because it's cold and you want to be buttoned up, and then right before Valentine's Day, please believe it, they get back on the single trail. It's the truth. I mean, it's the truth.
It's the truth.
I'm not saying it's always the case. But
I used to hang out with a lot of trifling dudes, and I used to be pretty trifling myself. However, I must say, I've like never personally known a guy who pulled a move. I've always heard about it, though. So I guess now we know it actually happens. Me personally, I didn't really roll that way. You know, if I was fortunate enough to be in a relationship at that time. It was cool. It was always just kind of like one-sided, though. It was really just more like another, like, day set aside, really, like, just for women. Like, the guy would have to go all out, do everything, and then the female would just, you know, just kind of be there and get spoiled and pampered, which is cool. You know, I just think we need a balance there.
That is true.
That leads into the next question, because I was going to ask you guys, what are the expectations? Because like you said, when we talk about Valentine's Day, it's always about what the guy is going to do for the lady, you know, flowers, candy, all that great stuff. But what's the expectation from a male's perspective? What do you guys think the woman should do around Valentine's Day?
I'll let you go first. You can go first with this one.
All right. So I think it should be just a bit more balanced, you know, instead of just me making sure that, for example, if we're gonna do a spa day, well then why don't we do a spa day? So, you know, you and I together, you know, that type of thing. You know, of course the context of the relationship is important, you know, marriage thing.
Are you gonna pay for both?
I mean,
that's a problem right there. See,
that's a good question, and I don't know that I appreciate your tone in that question either. But what I'm saying is, see, this could be something that we do for us. I mean, we are in the relationship. It is about us, so it can be about our finances too. I mean, right?
I just asked the question.
Okay, I'm just saying.
A hurt dog will holler.
I'm just saying, that tone that you threw in there, though, that was just, you know, I don't know. That wasn't just a regular question. But I knew.
Okay, Carlton, so what do you think? What are we supposed to do? What's the difference?
Honestly, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, I have no expectation. Zero expectation when it comes down to the day. I don't expect anything. Because it's best, and it's honest, because I've, you know, just always been accustomed to not expecting anything. And then that way you appreciate whatever it is you get. And the reason why I say it is because I would tell you, this is the God honest truth. Valentine's Day is the worst gift I've ever received, period, in history. She gave me, it was a balloon tied to a case of peppermints. I almost flipped out laughing.
Hold on, what?
Now, mind you, here's the crazy part about this. I bought
so,
this.
So, Carl, did she like you?
No, wait. This was a relationship. I mean, this was a real relationship. Now, I'm
but
gonna
not
this
the wife,
this,
right?
No, I'm sorry. This is my but ex-wife. Not, this okay. is my ex-wife.
Okay. I see. That adds up. It makes sense.
This is my son. And it's like, hold on. This is the beginning of our relationship. This was the truth. I bought a necklace. I'll never forget this. I bought a necklace. It had, like, this heart in it. It was all cool. I'm like, oh, I'm about to go all out. It had a nice job and everything. I thought it was a nice job. But, you know, I went all out, took her out, went to the movies. Real cool. Yeah. She had her friend, because she had to work, she had her friend go pick my gift up. And she actually admitted this to me. From the rest of the time, I was like, Valentine's Day didn't mean anything to me. That's the God on the show. It's like, you know what?
Wait, was this before y'all got married?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you still married her, though?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, you can't just say, well, that's not fair to say, well, you still married her. I mean, there could be some other great things about her.
Really?
I'm going to be honest, if I'd have thought about it, that was terrible. That was terrible.
I mean, that was terrible. But sister, you can't sit there and say, well, you still married her. I mean, we all have.
Oh, no, she can.
There's some telltale signs there. That was a red flag, and he disregarded it. He just said she admitted that she had her friend go out and pick the gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I'll never forget that.
Well, I'm just trying to find the silver lining around that dark cloud. How about that?
There's no silver lining.
Well, no, there is. There is.
No,
women,
no.
You can be as trifling as you want to be, and a man will still marry you. Silver lining.
Oh, see that? And that's right there. And I create that. Right. We have created monsters. This is the problem right here. And it's funny because, you know, when it comes down to the situation, you know, like when you say, why don't we have a spa day? And he was like, are you paying for both of those? And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, but that's what relationships are supposed to be built on. It's supposed to be built on, you know, what we share. We share a relationship. We become a unit, you know, a team, one. So the things that you do for that relationship should be, you know, based around each other.
I would definitely agree with you, and I would even add on to that, that it should definitely be based on your strength. So one person may be stronger at organization, and the other may be stronger at doing things around the house or handy type stuff. And I was just asking a question. I'm figuring he might be stronger with money than I am.
Really? Wow. Oh, that was smooth. That was smooth. I'm not buying it, but that was smooth. I think it's fair. I think it's fair, but I think it's left up to guys that we actually kind of like set the bar and actually go into this thing with expectations. Now, again, the context of your relationship certainly comes into play. You know, if you're single, if you're married, obviously, if you're married, you can probably have a little bit more fun on Valentine's Day and whatnot.
I disagree.
Well, depending on what you're doing. But I think Valentine's Day, properly viewed, should be like a day in which it's just a day in which we can go out and have a great time. You know, maybe we take a trip, but maybe we do something in town. But it should be something where we both get pampered. I think that's a complete Valentine's Day. Otherwise, most guys just feel it's just a whack day.
Right. Right.
Like, why do
Sister,
I have to
what
go
were you talking about? Sister, what did you disagree with?
Oh,
that?
About marriage can have more fun than singles on Valentine's Day. I disagree with that.
Oh, okay. Well, not necessarily.
I agree.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, let's just, I'm assuming this is an adult show at this time of night. Okay, so the married folk can have sex. So I'm just, in my book, you know, sex is, like, more fun than no sex.
This is true.
Okay.
Well.
If not, then that may be a topic for another show.
Oh, man.
I'm with you, Tyrone, but I'm as a single, and the expectation is not to have sex, I still think that even outside of sex and without sex, I can still have just as much fun as the married folks that, you know, doing what married people do.
It's a different kind of fun. It's a different kind of fun.
Yeah, that we'll call it that. It's a different kind of fun. I mean, and that's what you have to tell yourself when you're single and you're celibate and all of that. Well, I'm having just as much fun as they are.
Whatever. You
know the slogan. You know, I'm saved, single, and satisfied. You lying. I mean, but anyway, so I'm just saying.
But the sexually satisfied is not part of that slogan. Just satisfied, okay?
Right. So it's a different kind of fun, we'll call it.
Right. Okay, so with that being said, Tyrone, so if you had to give some advice, you know, I want to hear you guys hear, I guess, your romantic side at this point. Oh, before we go into this, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mindshift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined with the phenomenal Sister Big Bones and our guest on tonight's roundtable discussing Valentine's Day. Is it for love or money? And so we have Carlton and Tyrone joining us for the guest panel tonight. If you guys have any questions, any comments, any concerns about anything that's been said, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Again, it's 347-989-0206 and press number 1 so that we can see you. There's quite a few of you in the queue. Not sure if you have a question or not. Also, you can post your questions in the chat room at www.mindshifttalkradio.com. Almost missed that. Okay, great. So, romantic side, guys. So, for example, like we talked about the whole fun part being a little different for those of us that are single versus those that are married. So, for those that are currently dating, not married yet, would like to have fun and kind of go all out for Valentine's Day within the certain limitations, obviously, what would you guys suggest? What would be considered a romantic evening that's still fun without going all the way?
So now,
you're laughing.
I'll let
go ahead.
And silence, like nothing.
Yeah, right.
I say like this, you know, I'm honestly, I'm not really big in romance, you know, the romance category, you know. I like to just go with the flow. So it's more about, you know, knowing what the person that you're with, know what they're into. If I feel like, you know, I know where their interests are, and then we'll just build around that. We'll maybe have a nice dinner, maybe a nice movie. I'll have, you know, maybe have some things sent to her job, whatever, those kind of things. You know, some little small things. I think the little things count. It's the little things. Not always about big stuff. It's always about the little things, the things that you remember the most.
It's not the things that you pay the most for.
No, absolutely not. Why? Since that's what I'm talking about. Valentine's Day
is
all about. No, because it seems to be, it's so commercialized. It's everywhere. It's all about money. We have this promo at the job all about, you know what I'm saying, based around Valentine's Day. Come spend all this money, you know, for your person. But honestly, I could be the richest person in the world, buy you, you know, big giant cars. Don't mean I love you at all. That doesn't mean anything. But if you came home and you had, I had a nice bubble bath around for you, and there was candles lit around, and I cooked you dinner, that would be a little bit more significant. You know, it makes you feel a little bit more special. That's more about you than it is the gift itself. Yeah, gifts are nice. You know, I mean, everybody appreciates a great gift, but you know, what did that gift? How long is that going? You know that? How long is that gift going to last? You know what I'm saying? I buy you a nice necklace. You might not wear it every day. You maybe once. Every other day, once a week, once a month maybe once a year. May not even see the necklace ever again. You know what I'm saying? Those things. So, like, that value holds no true significance to that person.
Okay. Depends on the person. What do you think, Tyrone? Go ahead.
Okay, so here it is. I have two versions. I have two versions of how this would go down. Okay, so the first one, and this is kind of this is kind of like the BC, like the before Christ, Tyrone, but you can probably do it now, too. So, really, this is like the clean version of it. So here we go. Okay, so the day would start out, in fact, I'd prepare breakfast. So fruit, whatever her special thing is, perhaps waffles, the whole nine, there, done. We'll go ahead and start out with roses as well, even that early in the day. We're here in Atlanta. No need to travel too far to have fun. So we'll hit, let's say, Chateau Alain. We do an entire day there. So we got horseback riding. You know, we'll hit the vineyards, do a little grape picking, maybe a hike somewhere in there, call them back, a little spa that evening, a little dinner. You know, and just have a great night out on the town. Wonderful time, day filled, both of us being spoiled. That's great. Here, however, is my suggestion of perhaps where Valentine should go. In fact, I don't even have a date for tomorrow, but here's what I'd do if I had a date for tomorrow. What I do is this. The day would be about us, kind of, but it would be about us giving. So, in fact, what I do is find somebody who, for example, I do a lot of work with the homeless. I do a lot of work with women and children. So tomorrow what I'm doing is I'm delivering boxes of chocolate Valentine candy to women who live in shelters. We could both give, aww, have a great time giving to somebody else.
I know. Aww.
So, there you go.
I like that.
So see, me and my boy Kenny Pugh from Chat Cafe, that's how we're getting down tomorrow. You know, we do, and I don't think Kenny has a date tomorrow either. So I'm just saying,
y'all, I'm gonna tell you where you can join us at tomorrow night. I'm serious, and dessert will be on me for the both of you. I got you.
Aw, isn't that cute?
There you go.
Okay, so you said that was the BC version? Was that the BC version, Tyrone?
No, he gave us both.
The first.
Yeah, both versions. That was before Christ and after Christ.
If you're creative, you could actually put both of those together, and that would be a wonderful day in which you were giving to each other and giving to someone else. I mean, and it, after all, if it's really about love, isn't that it? I mean, wouldn't you want to be a part of something like that?
That is giving love topics.
on Valentine's Day?
Now.
Yeah, but that's what it's supposed to be about. It's a day about giving love, right? There you go. That
it's
is giving love
to
be. And the best type of way.
I think it is supposed to be. I'm not saying that's necessarily what it is, sis, but I think that's what it's supposed to be about. It, of course, it's gotten lost along the way, but
I think that depends on who you ask. Depending on terms of the origins of Valentine's Day, if you look at the Roman origins of such, it was more so a day about lust. Had nothing to do with love.
Break it down. School us.
Oh, man. Do I have to?
Oh, you brought it up. You brought it up. You might as well, yes. People want to know.
It was. So from February 13th to 15th, the Romans celebrated the Feast of and I'm probably going to say it wrong, Lupercalia. The men sacrificed a goat and a dog, then whipped women with the hides of the animals they had just slain. That's some sadomasochistic stuff that some folks might be into, but hey. The Roman romantics were drunk. And
that sounds like a piece that Nicki Minaj did last night.
Let's not talk about last night. Boo. And so the young women would actually line up for the men to hit them with these hides of freshly slain animals because they believed it would make them fertile. And then it included a matchmaking lottery in which young men drew the names of women from a jar. The couple would be booed up for the duration of the festival or longer if the match was right. I don't know. There may be some people celebrating their Valentine's Day like that. Whips and chains and dominatrix type stuff, but yeah.
That's she was in the chat room like, huh? Keelan Lock was real confused in the chat. He's like, wait a minute.
Wait.
Well, I still hear love, despite all the beating and all that. I still heard love. Okay, but
yes,
okay,
yes.
With all the
love
research you were doing,
pain
did you
is
come
pleasure.
Across anything? Yeah, for some people it is. But look, with all that research you were doing and all that stuff you came across, did anything come up? Because I'm really curious, and I've never looked this up myself, but where does Cupid, the little round belly little baby, come from in the whole Valentine's thing? Where did that come from? Does anyone know?
I did find that in some of my research. The heart, the shape of the heart, they said came from a plant that was believed, well, that they used for fertility, but that plant is now extinct. That was in some of the research I found. Somebody else had something to say? Oh.
I was just curious about that one. I didn't understand where the little baby came from, but okay, great.
And then there's
and
the
then
part
here's
about
here's
the Christian origin.
Okay, let's talk that real quick.
They said it was a pope that was punished for secretly marrying lovers, and named Valentine and was executed. So just various origins.
Alrighty. Well, we're coming up to, we only have a few minutes to discuss this, to continue this conversation before we go into this week's mind shift moment that Sis has for us. But before we do that, I know you did post a question in the chat room when you were asking, when we were talking about the gift giving and so forth, and you asked how much is too much to spend on your boo. So that was directed to the guys. So guys, you know, I'll start with you, Tyrone. How much is too much to spend on that significant other?
I mean, you know, okay, pre-recession, I would probably say there's no such thing as too much, but, I mean, let's just be real in this day and age. I mean, you know, is he working? Is he not working? I guess, on a gift, you know, probably, I already know that the chat room is going to blow up off of this, but okay, a couple hundred on a gift. I mean, but you still have to look at the entire day. And by the way, I don't
who
mind receiving. I don't mind
who is the baller on the call?
Whew, I know that's right. For real, I got 7 kids.
I wrote it, baller.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Really? I thought I was lowballing.
Really? I have clearly been dating the wrong men.
I mean, but
I got the wrong job. That's really the problem.
Please understand, I'm also more than willing to receive a
$200 or more gift as well. Now again, that's just the gift before we get to the entire day. I mean, I can't very well just go, you know, here, boo-boo, here's a, I mean, there's that got to be something else to go with it. You know, then you got to look at the presentation and everything else. I mean, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's if we serious. If I just met you last week, you know, we probably going to, you know, one of them little restaurants.
You know. You say that, but if you notice the online dating sites, not that I'm familiar with such, but they run the free weekends, like the free connection weekends, in time for you to be booed up by Valentine's Day.
Is that I missed those then.
Yep.
I should have tried that then. Maybe I would.
They just ran one like a yeah. Never mind. When
that's what you heard. That's what you heard, right? You don't know. That's
yeah,
what
I had seen the advertisement. That's what had happened.
Right.
Advertisement.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Carlton. So what do you think? You said he's balling. So what's your answer to the whole cost thing?
Well, don't get me wrong. I actually agree with the first statement that he made. That you know, that really is, you know, there's no limit to, you know, what it should be. It's within your means. As long as it's within your means, you know. That's the key. And if it's definitely, you know, if it's from the heart, then, you know, it really shouldn't matter. That's what he's about. You shouldn't put a number on anything. I don't think you should put a number on anything. I just don't agree with it. So.
You put a number on them peppermints.
Now, see, it wasn't about, I'm telling you, it wasn't about the number. It was more about, you know what I'm saying, the effort. That's what that was about. It had nothing to do with, you know, if she had bought it, but the sheer fact that she admitted that she didn't even take the time out to do it herself, you know, that's what stood out the most. You know what I'm saying?
Apparently didn't stand out enough.
The preference is some salt. Yeah, you know, where was the beginning? It was like 3 months into our relationship. Anything could change then, you know what I'm saying? I understand where you're coming from with that, because later on, as you think about it later on, I'm like, wow, really? But everybody don't view things the same way. You know what I'm saying? So my reasoning or the effort that I will put into something is not going to be, you know, the equivalent is the same thing that the gentleman on the other end is going to. Everybody doesn't think the same way or feel the same way. Or, you know, show their love the same exact way. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was a little inconsiderate because she didn't do it herself.
Well, I hate to sound like I'm defending her, because I'm really not trying to defend her. But I just keep going back to, you know, saying don't be so hard on her, only because for me personally, it's not about the amount of the gift or so forth. I agree with you when you said it's about the thought behind it, how much effort was put into the gift. It could be something as small as a card made on construction paper. If we have some type of conversation that made you realize that that would be important to me or it signified something, you know what I mean? So, for example, we may have been having a conversation like, you know what, I remember in kindergarten I got this card, you know, and it was so cute and it had these little marshmallows on it or something like that, and you remembered that conversation, and then you come and do something like that and put a box, do you like me, yes or no, or something. To me, that would be so cute and so sentimental, because you actually remembered what I said, you were paying attention to what I said, and you did something small like that. So I don't think there's a dollar amount tied to the gift. I think it's really, like you said, it's the thought that's put into it. It's so easy for someone that makes tons of money to go out and spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on gifts, jewelry and fine dining and so forth, but not really care anything about you, have not listened to anything you've had to say. They don't know what your concerns are. They don't know what your desires are. They don't really care. They're just doing what looks good, you know, or what sounds good, or what they think is going to appease a woman or a male in this situation as well. For me personally, I think it's more so about the thought and the consideration behind it. So I don't think there should be a dollar amount tied to it. Now, if you're just balling like that and you know that your honey wants to take a trip around the world and you can do it, hey, do it. You know, I'm sure that Jay-Z and Beyonce are not spending Valentine's Day the same way that we spend Valentine's Day. I'm sure they're doing that a little bit more. You know what I mean? So it's all good. It's cool. But definitely appreciate you guys joining us for the roundtable. And we do have to switch it up a little bit because somebody has some feedback going on. So if you guys can check that for me real quick. But we're going to go ahead and switch it up a little bit because I know Sister does have our Mindshift moment, and, of course, this would not be Mindshift Talk Radio if we did not have a Mindshift moment. So I definitely want you guys to stick around with us and see where we're going to go with this and just see, you know, what she has to share with us. So let's go into the Mindshift moment with Sister Big Bone.
Just a few of the things I like about you.
This is your Mindshift Minute with Sister Big Bone.
Can a brother walk you home? Can I walk back inside you?
Ha, tomorrow is a sad day indeed. The day on which many of us are reminded of our relationship status or lack thereof. Sad. S-A-D. Because it's Singles Awareness Day, a.k.a. Valentine's Day. And while we've debated whether tomorrow's holiday is about love or money, Valentine's Day sales reached $17.6 billion last year, with the National Retail Federation and American Express expecting an increase of 8.5% this year. According to money management guru Dave Ramsey, most of those love gifts will be bought on borrowed money, with credit cards and loans being paid for long after the love is gone. Although we will never agree as to the origins or the real deal on Valentine's Day, we can agree that it's about the love of something or someone. And perhaps our beloved Whitney Houston sang it best when she said, "Learning to love yourself, it is the greatest gift of all." While I'll be celebrating my singleness over cheesecake tomorrow night with some other folks who are currently unmarried, I will be celebrating me, not what someone did or didn't give me or their response to what I did or didn't give them. I invite and encourage you to do the same. I'm Sister Big Bones, and this has been your Mindshift Minute.
Love it, love it, love it. And I got to say, I love it. I was tripping off the Single Awareness Day. That was a good one.
That was fantastic.
That was a good one.
I had
but you know what?
Tell my
I
wife
am not mad at
it.
You. Huh? What'd you say, Carlton?
I had to press mute and tell my wife what she just said. That was the best ever. I was like, I can't believe she just said Valentine's Day is sad, Single Awareness Day. That is gangster.
I can't take credit for that. I can't take credit for that.
Well, you shared it with us, so thank you. But I'm not mad at you. I say do you, boo. Enjoy your cheesecake and your fun celebrating you. And that's really what it's about, right? Like, yeah. Obviously, we're having this show. Last year, we did our show. We did Mindshift Talk Radio. It actually was on Valentine's Day. And so it was geared towards those that were single for Valentine's Day. And I'm telling you, like, the phone lines were full. The chat room was full. There was so much going on. So we're like, clearly, there are several people that can relate with the whole being single on Valentine's Day. And we like to bring awareness to this topic because people need to understand that, you know what, it's not a sad occasion if you're single for Valentine's Day. Because just like Sister Big Bone just said, you can still enjoy the day. You can still celebrate love, loving you, loving your friends, your family members. It doesn't have to be the whole cupid thing, spending ridiculous amounts of money on gifts and so forth. Excuse me, and that's why I said it's like we lost what Valentine's is really about. And so it's important that we just celebrate love on Valentine's Day. You know, I'm one of those hopeless romantics, so I just encourage people to celebrate love. And when I say celebrate love, you know, make a conscious effort tomorrow to say, you know what, I'm going to be a vessel of love. I'm going to share love with everyone I come into contact with, whether it's just a simple smile, you know, greeting someone and making their day like that wonderful woman did for me today, or whatever it may be. You know, maybe on a phone call, you call someplace tomorrow and you normally get an attitude because you've been on hold for 5 minutes. You know, try to switch it up a little bit and just give them a compliment or thank them for what they've done for you over the phone instead of just complaining about what's going on. So just change your mindset tomorrow. I encourage you to just say, you know what, I'm going to operate in love. And it shouldn't be just one day a year, obviously. Just like we're talking about buying these gifts and having these great, you know, moments with your significant other, so forth. It shouldn't just be one day. I know me and my honey got into a conversation about this a few days ago, and we talked about it again today, that it's not just about that one day. We should not resort to just celebrating love one day out of the year, but it should be something that takes place every single year, whether it's expressing love to others or expressing love to yourself. We need to be consistent with that, especially for those of us that are believers. We know that we must operate in that spirit of love. So you know, that has been it. God, I have to tell you that I appreciate you joining us on for the roundtable today, Tyrone. You were hilarious. Carlton, I knew that you would be. So I appreciate you being here. And we do have one person that has called in. We have about 4 minutes left on the show. Do you guys mind holding on for a second so we can get our caller that has their hand up trying to get on the show?
Sure.
All right. All right, caller, you're on the air. Tell us your name. And, okay, maybe they're not. So, never mind. They're there, but I can't hear them, so don't worry about it. But, anywho, I do appreciate you guys being here. And definitely for those of you that are in the chat room, thank you for taking part in the conversation. Shout out to T. Lamont out there, Chris Loft joining us in the chat room. And we have a couple of guests, and Avery G. also in the chat room. You can also see him on Facebook. I know he's been dropping some music on Facebook, so special shout out to Avery in the chat room as well. And thank you to all of you that have tuned in. Now, we do encourage you to be here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Sister Big Bones, and also we'll be having our health nuggets and our health tips being shared by Dr. Ayal Kedar as well. So she will be joining us again for some health tips. We're looking forward to that. We definitely want to keep it healthy, keep it right. This show is about that mind, body, spirit health, so we want to be on point in every level and on every level of our lives. And also, we encourage you to share this with your friends and family. If there's anything you took from this, if there was any interesting moments in this, you know, we definitely encourage you to share the replay with your friends and family members. Anyone that's in need of a mind shift, you can have them go to the website, mindshifttalkradio.com, to listen to the show. You can also download it. You can listen to it on your phone, whatever you need to do. But make sure that you're here every single week. It's the perfect way to get your week started with a little personal development, a little fun, a little humor, and some excitement as well. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. You guys have another phenomenal, blessed, and amazing week. Sister Big Bone, thank you for being here with me, lady.
Thank you.
And thank you for that Mind Shift Minute. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.